an ongoing conflict of varying intensity in at least 7 out of 13 regions of Ethiopia continues to cause displacement, loss of livelihood, and widespread destruction of health and education facilities. Between 2021 and 2022, the defense budget of the country increased by 114%, thereby diverting much of the needed resource away from rehabilitation and development efforts. UNICEF estimates that over 8 million children nationwide were out of school, while UN OCHA recently reported that nearly 16 million people affected by conflict and natural disasters required urgent food aid. The number of internally displaced persons, which has reached 4.4 million, and the continuing inflow of refugees from neighboring countries has been an additional stretch on the nationwide humanitarian needs. The alarming level of humanitarian and rehabilitation needs has made it difficult to register and recognize any development effort. Additional economic and urbanization policies and measures to implement them, such as expropriation of land and housing for beautification projects and the floating of currency exchange, has compounded the shortage of adequate housing and led to soaring of prices of basic necessities. Ethiopian Human Rights Commission therefore reiterates its call to all parties involved to exert all efforts toward peaceful resolution of all conflicts in the country. It also calls for a right-based approach to all measures taken in the design and implementation of development projects.